1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock, 28 degrees. Time for a news update sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and by PCB Wealth Management.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons. Double cab and crew cab HDs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at joneschev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, the chairman of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, in Maryland at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Her main focus and the focus for her investigators, figuring out exactly what went wrong on that cargo ship prior to the collision with the bridge.
We've seen all the reports and heard the reports about power losses and it striking the bridge at the time when a number of workers were on the bridge, but it's still something we need to confirm.
The six construction workers they were looking for yesterday are believed to have died in the collision and collapse. Crews will be searching the water today again for their bodies. Sean Combs' lawyers speaking out about the raids on the media moguls' homes. They say they were unfair. The same storm system that brought flooding and hail to Georgia and Florida, as well as heavy snow to the upper Midwest earlier this week, moving east. Ping-pong-size hail reported in Florida yesterday. Just one winning ticket sold in last night's billion-dollar-plus Mega Millions drawing, sold in New Jersey. This is ABC News. Britain's King Charles set to make a rare public appearance after he was diagnosed with cancer. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the Foreign Desk.
King Charles expected to attend Easter service on Sunday in what will mark his first official public appearance since his cancer diagnosis was announced last month. The 75-year-old will be with his wife, Queen Camilla, and their appearance will come just days after Kate, Princess of Wales, also revealed she's been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing preventative chemotherapy. It's unclear what types of cancers the two royals have. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
A Utah author already accused of killing her husband with poison now facing new charges. Prosecutors say Corey Richens made an earlier attempt on his life by lacing a sandwich with fentanyl. After his death, she wrote a children's book about grief. One cure for insomnia may be the gym. New research says people who exercise at least twice a week can significantly cut their risk for not being able to sleep. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your Wednesday get-together. From meteorologist Tony Schumacher, cloudy for your midweek, and then sun breaking through later today, breezy and cool 37. Clearing and chilly tonight, 18. Mostly sunny, seasonable Thursday, a bit breezy, mid-40s, 23 Thursday night. Bit of a warm-up at the end of the week, Friday, mid-50s, but rain at night. Any rain ending Saturday with a high of 50. 51 on Sunday, back to the 40s next week. 26 the low, over cast, and we're at 28 degrees.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, and thank you for making WRCO-FM a part of your midweek. It's time now for our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blender, or even a patio love seat. This hour's keyword is bike. B-I-K-E. You can download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store, find your station, WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword bike for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, today's word is bike, B-I-K-E. Find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour, and good luck. You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't wanna let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone?
Just stay gone.
Too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
That's Randy Travis for your midweek entertainment purposes. The morning team is assembled and ready to bring you news and entertainment. 7:20, it'll be Phil and Hank. It's the roundup. Except I'll be in for Phil. So we have Hank here. Joanne Krulantz will have your news update at 7:45. It's 7:10. We're at 28 degrees. Don't go anywhere.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. Ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
7:11, we're at 28 degrees in Richland Center. As you get ready for your midweek, or maybe you're thinking about your weekend meals and your cookouts, what is better than a beer can chicken or maybe a roasted chicken? We have a rotisserie. We do rotisserie chickens quite a bit. Where are you going to get your chickens? Well, today only, head down to the Richland Locker. Check this price out. You're not going to find a better price anywhere. Whole chickens, $1.48 a pound. Don't miss out. Limit 2 chickens per customer. That's at the Richland Locker today only. Pick up your whole chickens for $1.48. Tell them Adam and Hank sent you.
You're back at my door. The one you walked out. You made a mistake. You know that now. Will I let you in? You're begging me, please. What if I do? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? I've got to ask. If it's only more tears, then I have the past. If you know better, then I can see deep in your heart. What's in it for me?
Deep in your heart.
what's in it for me. Tell you what, head over to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam. Go ahead and like or subscribe, or, you know, you can follow, do whatever you want over there. Thank you for making us part of your Wednesday. Thanks for joining us over there as well. It's 7:15, Phil and
Hank.
Good morning, and thank you for making WRCOFM a part of your midweek. It's time now for our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blender, or even a patio love seat. This hour's keyword is bike. B-I-K-E. You can download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store, find your station, WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword bike for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, today's word is bike, B-I-K-E. Find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour, and good luck.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
Well, folks, don't go anywhere. We're just about 3 minutes away. We will have Phil and Hank. It's the roundup with me filling in for Phil today. Rest of the week, actually. We kicked him out for a while, made him go away. And, of course, he's on vacation. The weather turns rainy and cold, so we are sorry about that. We're at 28 degrees with a west wind at 12. The roundup's coming up next.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive healthcare and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center this morning at 11:30. Today's auction includes a herd from Rick Oldenburg of West Salem. Rick is retiring from milking and will sell his 40-cow herd at this auction today. AI sired and bred for many years, the cows are milked in tie stalls and let outside daily. The herd is bred for year-round calving on DHI tests with low SCC, and some cows milking to 100 pounds. Two Jersey and a few R&Ws included. A nice, clean farm, you'll like these cattle. Your attendance would be appreciated. Plus, the usual run of fresh cows, two-year-olds milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30. Your source for top-notch cattle. We're moving towards 7:19. We're at 28 degrees. Time to go to the loudspeaker and find Hank. Hank Bray, please report to the control room. 30 seconds until blast-off with the roundup.
Colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer worldwide. Did you know that you can get a colonoscopy close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics? In 2023, our team performed more than 650 colonoscopies. While it can sometimes take months to get this procedure scheduled at other facilities, our providers can often see patients within a week or two. Take charge of your health and schedule your care close to home with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Weekday mornings at 7:20. It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup
with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
previously on the Roundup Live. Speedos and Easter baskets.
Just since Phil's gone, you notice that I'm wearing my Speedo today.
An offer you can't refuse.
Exactly.
Could say I feel terrible, but I don't.
But you don't.
I don't at all. After what you've done with that Speedo, I deserve whatever in that basket.
And you deserve mine now.
Yeah, you know, that's combat.
Right, I'm in raw.
So, are we eligible for combat pay? Because if anybody is...
I think you are, Phil.
Yeah.
What's D mean in your name?
I'm named after my grandfather, my middle name, Donald.
Donald, really?
Adam Donald Hess. Yep.
I thought it was, like, items three lesser Hess.
Right. I actually used that as a... I used that as an air name at one of my stations in the early 90s. I was A.D. Hess on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
A.D. Hess.
A.D. Hess. I was Jay
After
Slater. Yeah, I was Jay Slater somewhere in the past.
Really?
Yeah. That's back in the day when you're outside your own area and you're like, hey, I'm going to take a cool radio name. Jay Slater.
Jay Slater.
Then I moved to a radio station and we had Susan Slater that already worked there.
Uh-oh.
And she had tenure and she's like, uh-uh, no, son.
No. You're not taking that name,
nope.
Jay.
So I went to Adam Hess. Yeah. Hey, we were having some fun talking about Chet's earlier today.
Yes.
You know, some great stuff coming up from Chet's, and I use them all the time. I get my chicken feed, my duck feed, pig feed, goat feed, horse feed, all from Chet's. Mm-hmm. And you can get little baby chickens from Chet's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about, do they have goats?
I do. I have two of them.
No, I want a goat. I want an in-house goat. Does Chet's have goats?
You know what? I don't know, but
I
could
Jeff
bring in
Andy.
My therapy goat sometime here.
I love goats.
All right. We'll get you out there and look at them. You can play with them.
I want a goat named Charlie.
I have Gilbert and Elvis.
Gilbert and Elvis.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you can buy the baby chicks at Chet's and, you know, you can raise them and you can raise them all the way till you can have a roasting chicken, right?
Right.
If you don't want to wait, you should head to the Richland Locker today.
You know what? What a
whole
deal.
Whole chickens. $1.48.
A pound.
Limit two.
Limit two. That's okay.
Yep.
That's
limit
okay.
Two birds per customer.
Wow.
But, yeah, so
$1.48 a pound.
Yeah. Yeah, you
where
can't
you
raise
get,
them. Where you
do
can't
you,
raise them for $1.48
a pound.
Where
do you get your information from? You're just full of knowledge.
I'm full of it, yeah.
You're full of something.
Full of something, folks.
Yeah, and then Joanne got here without a vehicle today.
Yeah, well, we're
then,
still questioning that.
I saw a broom by the door. I'm just saying... I don't know if that's true or not.
Joanne, you're going to take the... Uh-oh.
Lock the door.
She's on the way to the control room.
Sure.
This isn't going to end well.
Somebody's in trouble.
Yeah, it's not going to be me. I didn't talk about the... Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Well, I'm real good, but, you know, Henry's digging himself a deep hole.
Well, maybe I can use your broom to get out.
Oh! Somebody slap him.
Woo! Yeah.
7:45 today. We'll check back in with you, Joe, for our newscast.
Yeah, I got to get back to work. I can't goof off like somebody else.
I know. I'm getting paid to goof off.
The only time you work is 7:45.
Oh wow! Yeah,
my bad. And 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Joe.
And school boards.
School board.
And county board.
You know, I would
and
not
city council.
I would not want her job.
No, not at all.
She's
news
always working.
Yeah, news director is a tough job.
It is.
Bigger markets, it's a tough job. Smaller radio markets like us, it's a almost insurmountable job.
Yeah, it's a tough job.
Yeah.
And give her credit because she comes up with news all the time.
Right. And our towns and our cities and our school districts are so far apart from one another. Yeah. She needs a broom with a turbo to get to those meetings.
Wow.
You shouldn't talk like that, Hank. Hey, what do we have today?
Today is either Hanko or fact.
Okay.
So Hanko's a bunch of nothing.
Hooey. A bunch of hooey, yes. Hooey.
Yeah. Hey, did you know, and I'm just going to read these to you, and you tell me if they're good, they're wrong or right.
Okay.
Do you know crackling knuckles leads to arthritis?
That's going to be true.
No, actually, a bunch of Hanko.
No.
There is no scientific evidence.
Let me try it. Ow!
Well, that's just because you're
ow!
You're a weenie.
I am. Yeah. Okay.
There's no scientific evidence linking knuckle cracking to
arthritis.
Really? Yeah.
So that's just, I've been lied to my whole life.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Shaving does not make your hair grow back thicker.
That is Hanko.
Nope, that's a fact.
Oh, my goodness.
I've tried to shave my head 4 or 5 times. It doesn't come back. Shaving does not change the thickness or the rate of hair growth.
You know, and you think about it, even though you hear that your whole life, it's, you know, hair growth is follicle related, and you're not shaving your follicles, you're shaving the hair.
Right.
So, My whole outlook of my youth is now changing. I've been lied to.
Right.
A lot.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, I don't like this, but go on. Well,
bats are blind.
Oh, that's Hankel. They're not blind.
No, they're not. Well, while some bats have poor eyesight, most can see quite well.
Yes, and they have the added advantage to their little bat radar sonar have going on. Yeah. So that's a double-edged sword right there. Yeah. If they don't see you, they're going to sense you. and get in my hair, which is going to grow back thicker because I shaved it.
No, they ain't nothing going to get stuck in there.
Yeah, I know.
Not even a comb.
No, the combs go right through.
Australia is whiter than the moon.
That's true.
It is a fact.
Yep.
The moon sets at 2,113 miles in diameter, while Australia's diameter from east to west is almost 2,485 miles.
And that's a lot of kangaroos.
That is a lot of kangaroos. Yeah. Did you know Australia's like we have the bald eagle is our
national. The national animal. It's either the koala bear or the kangaroo.
It is not the kangaroo.
Is it the koala bear?
I don't know who it is, but I learned that the other day.
Good day, mate. Yeah, we'll have to find out. We'll report back tomorrow on that.
Hey, a shrimp's heart is in its tail.
That's true.
No, it's not.
That's a bunch of panko.
If it wasn't interesting enough, due to the nature of their open circulatory system,
they have no heart.
Shrimps have no arteries, or the organs just float around in their blood. So their heart is actually in their head.
But if it floats around, it could just be in their tail. If I squeeze a shrimp.
There'd be a lot of other things come out, too. Yeah. Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins. Is that...
That's true.
It is true.
Yeah, because everything they do is slow.
We could go like sloths, a.k.a. Joanne?
No. You know what? We already assigned her the broom today.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the only insult we can throw.
Oh well.
I know.
Who's the sloth?
New rules.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? The sloth would be Bo.
Okay.
Yeah. Dolphins need to come up every 10 minutes for air by slowing their heart rate. Sloths can actually hold their breath up to 40 minutes.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That I'm just thinking about. That is. You know, that's like death.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah. Well, like 10 seconds for me would be like, I'd be gasping.
I was trying to sing that song, The Grundon County Auction, as I was coming in.
Did you get lightheaded and pass out almost?
I could not. It is amazing how much air that man has. Is that John Michael Montgomery?
John Michael Montgomery.
Yeah.
And I used to think.
Hey, pretty lady, why don't you give me a sign?
Yeah. I used to think that he had done that with some computer aiding maybe or some reel-to-reel back in the day. But I watched him live in St. Louis at Georgia Palooza, the big George Strait concert. He sang it live. You know, I was right there.
Amazing.
I was actually backstage. So I was side stage when he was singing that. And there was nothing. That was him. It was him singing that. So he could really be an auctioneer. Maybe like Equity or somebody like that could give him a second career.
Go talk to Andy.
Yeah.
While taping a live show, Phil Donahue show, lost 7 audience members to fainting. Is that true or not?
If anybody could do it, old Phil Donahue could. That's true.
Phil Donahue, this episode turned out to be a hoax. The actors were hired for the job.
They did faint. It was a fake faint.
It was a fake faint.
Oh, that was a trick. Yep. That was a trick Hanko.
Yes, it was. But I'm going to give you credit because they actually did.
It did happen, faint. But it wasn't real.
It wasn't real. While driving in France, every vehicle is required by law to carry a usable disposable breathalyzer kit.
You know what? It's France. Who knows? I would say that's Hanko because everybody drinks wine in France.
And actually is a bunch of Hanko, but they scrapped this law in 2020.
So it was a law.
It was a law. Okay.
Wow.
Improperly stored or discarded 9-volt batteries can spark fire hazards.
Yes, that's true.
9-volt batteries have positive and negative posts on top, right next to the other one.
Yep.
A spark can occur if these can contact with anything metal, such as aluminum. Aluminum foil, Barillo.
When you were a kid, did you ever take a 9-volt battery and put it on the end of your tongue?
Yes.
Yeah. So that tells you right there.
I did yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
Good to see you've matured, Hank.
Yeah. The Portland, Oregon Lucky Devil Lounge closed during the pandemic. Still, the owner saved her business by offering a pole dance show with every carry-out food order and home delivery service provided by scantily clad dancers.
That's true. You can't
Have you been to Oregon?
I'm going this summer, so I know where I'm stopping.
So she called her new business Food to Go-Go.
Go-Go. Bada bing. Wow. Hey, I have just one Hanko for you today. Is this real or is this Hanko?
All right.
The German boy's name Henry means standing in the house. Is that Hanko or is that?
That's fact? A bunch of Hanko.
It's a bunch of Hanko?
Yeah.
You're right. Do you know what the German, for lack of a better term, translation of Henry is? You're going to love this.
Stud muffin.
Well, pretty close. House ruler.
Hey, calm down, ladies. Calm down.
My choices were, I was going to do multiple choice, house hound, standing in the house, house ruler, or house helper.
Wow. All the above.
Yeah, all of the above. Yeah. And stud muffin.
And stud muffin. Don't forget about the chickens at the Richland Locker today.
$1.48 a pound, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. We're in all week, 7:20.
Are we really?
We are.
And it's already over?
Yeah. But we have tomorrow, and we have Good Friday yet.
What have I done wrong this week?
Oh, you've insulted Joanne. You might not make it to tomorrow's show.
I may not make it out of here, buddy. Hey, thank you for having me, Adam. Thanks for coming along with me. I appreciate it. Everybody have a great day and be kind.
Exit the back studio. Joanne's on the way, Hank.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single silver unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the silver unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
It's 7:33. We're at 28 degrees. Birthdays and anniversaries are on the way next.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
734, 28 degrees, the forecast for today. Clouds with a few breaks of sun developing, breezy and cool with a high of 37.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Flooring Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
735, 28 degrees. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries. Sponsored this morning by those great folks down there in Black Earth, the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
736, 28 degrees, birthdays and anniversaries for Wednesday, March 27th from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Happy 25th wedding anniversary to my lovely wife, Tiffany, that love, Brian, today. The Olsen celebrating up Little Willow. Here's a happy 25th anniversary for Brian and Tiffany Olsen. Love from your son, Logan. Happy birthday to our brother-in-law, Jeff Olsen, from Janet and Arden. Happy birthday wishes to Don Razik, our local musical celebrity. All your family and friends. And so we'd like to say best wishes today to Don Razik. Happy belated birthday to Xander Sander from Grandma Ida. Danny Miller and Rachel Powers are celebrating. They're on the Bob and Heidi list. Sally Cornell and Mary Johns Rude, the Bloom City Town Crier. Rachel Powers, you're also on the Schmidt Woodland Hills residents and staff list. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Josh Beiser and Sarah Hess Bowl from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Doug Garavaglia celebrating from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jerry Bauer is on the Richland Center United Methodist Church list. Turning now to the Lions Club, Susie Bischoff, McKenna Kinney, Trisha Krieger, Heather Ludi, along with Jordan Rucks and Jeff Hackle, all make the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club list. And happy birthday wishes to Olivia Alvin, Michael Thomas, Tyler Brown, and an anniversary for Harold and Geneva Gillette from the Richland Center Lions Club.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At JJ Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Don't forget, today only at the Richland Locker, whole chickens for just $1.48 a pound. Don't miss out. Limit 2 per customer at the Richland Locker. Whole chickens, $1.48 per pound, today only.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Comprenol reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We're going to hand things off at 7:45 to Joanne Krulot. She'll have your local news update. That comes your way in about 5 minutes or so. 7:40, we're at 28 degrees, working through your midweek with Sawyer Brown.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up, and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. CC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown on Country and Community WRCO-FM. 6 days on the road as we take you through your morning get-together. News is on the way next. We're at 28 degrees at WRCO-FM.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Hey, rock and rollers. This is Phil Mee, spreading the word about this week's Those Were the Days. We hope you'll join us during this Easter weekend for some great rock and roll classics. We'll be playing the cowbell, along with many of the great tunes that you know and love, cowbell classics. See if you can think of one. Give us a call with that request on Saturday nights. Those Were the Days. Sponsored in part by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, along with Jay's Pedal Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, join us as a part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's Those Were the Days, Saturday night, right here.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I'm the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 28 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Our forecast calls for clouds with a few breaks of sun developing, breezy and cool with a high of 37, and west winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, clearing and chilly with a low of 18. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 9 to 10 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 25, it's up to 28 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A six-year-old child remains in critical but stable condition after a crash in Muscadet on March 16th, according to Channel 3000. Muscadet police say fire and EMS were dispatched to the intersection of 2nd Street and Warehouse Street. Witnesses stated the ATV was traveling at a high rate of speed on 2nd Street when it crashed into a trailer being pulled by a pickup on Warehouse Street. The child was riding in front of its father on the ATV. The ATV was traveling approximately 34 miles per hour in a 25 mile per hour zone before the crash. The man has been released from the hospital and was cited for several violations, including operating an ATV without a valid license and operating an ATV in a careless manner. The Riverdale School District will be searching for a new administrator. John Schmidt, who has been with the district for 20 years, has resigned effective at the end of the current school year. The Riverdale School Board accepted his resignation at its March 11th meeting. In the letter, he told the board, he stated, "It is time for me to explore another opportunity outside of the education field." During his tenure with the Riverdale School District, John Schmidt has worked as a middle school teacher, dean of students, high school principal, ending as the district administrator. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is set to receive more than $56 million in new funding for research initiatives after the passage of two federal appropriations packages. The set of bipartisan bills signed into law by President Joe Biden on March 9th and March 23rd will fund the federal government through September 30th. Both pieces of legislation included funding for research projects specific to UW-Madison. The bill's passage allows the campus to continue research in several high-demand areas, including the social and economic vitality of rural communities and next-generation energy development. A boost for broadband access in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Blueprint for Digital Equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Wisconsin State AARP Director Martha Cranley calls it a game changer for older adults.
There's a lot of people that aren't connected to broadband, and so it's the state saying back to the commission that it has a plan, and it has a plan to address people who are traditionally underserved by broadband. Seniors certainly fall into that category.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission announced the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its plan over the next 5 years. Cranley says in the next few months, the state will provide information for local governments and other entities to apply for funding. Political spending by anonymous donors is reaching record highs. Anna Masolia is the author of a new report by Open Secrets. She says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads.
When you have dark money groups fueling this spending, the voter may not know what interest the secret donors behind that have in getting a specific candidate elected, a ballot measure passed, or any other policy issue.
501c4 nonprofits are driving record spending by anonymous political donors across the country. That's according to a new study by the group Open Secrets.
In some states, you can actually have 501c4 dark money groups or shell companies contribute directly to candidates' campaigns, which is something that's not allowed at the federal level. They're only allowed to spend in support of the candidate.
Masolia says dark money often comes from the 501c4 nonprofits, which have few legal limits on how they can spend money. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Tuesday let stand a lower court ruling that declared some delivery drivers for Amazon were employees, as the state argued, not independent contractors, as the online retail giant contended. The court, in a unanimous decision, said the appeal was improvidently granted, meaning the Supreme Court should not have reviewed the case. That decision, dismissing the case, leaves a 2023 Wisconsin Appeals Court ruling against Amazon in place. That ruling found that drivers in the Amazon Flex program are part of the state's unemployment insurance system and entitled to jobless pay if they're laid off. Cheating on your spouse is technically a felony in Wisconsin, which can land you in jail for 3 months and up to $10,000 in fines. Authorities rarely pursue charges, but there's a move to take the law off the books in other states like New York. Lawmakers there say prosecutors shouldn't dig into what consenting adults do behind closed doors. The city of La Crosse picked up over 130 tons of trash and abandoned items last week from what had been a long-term encampment for unhoused people along the Black River shoreline. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said the cleanup was done because of environmental health and safety hazards, including hazardous waste removal from the area. Reynolds acknowledged that there are few options for people without housing in La Crosse and that future encampments are likely. No one is hurt after a fire at a duplex in La Crosse Saturday night. The fire on the 600 block of Charles Street in La Crosse's lower north side was called in at 9:21 Saturday night. Firefighters put out the fire, which was in the attic, quickly. The duplex had severe damage from the fire. The La Crosse Fire Department did not release a cause for the fire. The Richland Center and Ithaca High School bands continue to enjoy their stay in Orlando. Places visited have been the Magic Kingdom, Universal Studios, Animal Kingdom, and Epcot. Today, the students will enjoy SeaWorld, Ron John Surf Shop, and some time at Cocoa Beach. Tomorrow, the trip wraps up with some time at Hollywood Studios. According to participants, it has been a wonderful experience so far, being able to perform in front of park goers in downtown Disney, with many compliments of the young musicians. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced that Sauk City Waterworks has been awarded a Water Fluoridation Quality Award from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fluoridation is the adjustment of fluoride in drinking water to a level that is effective for preventing tooth decay. The award recognizes those communities that achieved excellence in community water fluoridation by maintaining a consistent level of fluoride in drinking water throughout 2022. For 2022, a total of 1,209 public water systems in 27 states received these awards, including 30 in Wisconsin. Community water fluoridation has been recognized by CDC as one of 10 great public health achievements of the 20th century. CDC recommends water fluoridation as one of the most practical, cost-effective, equitable, and safe measures a community can take to prevent tooth decay and improve oral health. This spring, the American Red Cross asked donors to help defend the blood supply by giving blood or platelets now to combat a monstrous fact. Only 3 out of 100 people donate blood. In recent weeks, the Red Cross has seen an encouraging increase in the blood supply, but blood and platelet donation appointments remain vital this month. People of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospital shelves can be replenished as soon as possible. A blood drive will be held Thursday from noon to 5 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains, and again Friday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Rena Fire and EMS Building. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites the community to participate in an Easter pea punt, 8 o'clock Thursday morning through Easter Sunday evening at 5. Walk through the Richland Center downtown and find the peep displays at participating local business windows. Forms will be available to submit the peeps you found and be entered for a special drawing. Friday is National Vietnam Veterans Day. It is observed annually on March 29th. It commemorates the hardships suffered and sacrifices made by 9 million Americans during the Vietnam War. It not only honors the former soldiers, but also recognizes the families who supported them before and after the war. The Toma VA Medical Center will honor Vietnam veterans in a commemoration. All are welcome to join the Medical Center director, who will open the day recognizing Vietnam veterans for their honor, service, valor, and sacrifice. Those in attendance will also hear from a guest speaker who served 2 tours in Vietnam and more. The program will begin Friday morning at 9:30 in Building 455, Veterans Hall. A construction project is underway to add lanes to Highway 14 in Westby. The project will widen North Main Street and also add a roundabout at its intersection with Main Street. The cost of the project is $11.8 million, which was approved by the DOT and Governor Tony Evers. Highway 14 will stay open with some detours, and construction will last until next summer. Elijah Vu's mother, back in court, 31-year-old Katrina Bauer pleaded not guilty in Manitowoc County Court Friday to multiple charges, including chronic child neglect and obstructing an officer. Prosecutors filed amended charges earlier this month against Bauer to include child neglect involving a 6-year-old child. It's been over a month since 3-year-old Elijah was last seen. The man police say was watching the toddler when he went missing, Jesse Vang, returns to court next week for his preliminary hearing. Neither Vang nor Bauer has been charged in Elijah's disappearance.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com, schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, March 27th. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held today at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Bosque Belle. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home today from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died March 12th at home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery near Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday, April 6th at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following from 1 until 3. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Bethany and Micah Melby had a son, Lennox David Allen.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town and Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO-FM and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Clouds today with a few breaks of sun developing, breezy and cool with a high of 37 and west winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Clearing and chilly tonight with a low of 18, west winds around 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow mostly sunny and seasonal, a bit breezy with a high of 46.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299.